Well, Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, maybe it's going to be your views this hour because we don't have our regularly scheduled caller. So our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. But I thought I would talk about what I'm writing my newsletters on, and that is the cause of wars. Why do wars occur? Because we have a secret cabal that controls our government, and most of the governments of the world, and certainly if you've read the book, Confessions of an Economic Hitman by John Perkins, and I think it's verified by the fact that the State Department was so upset with him, they even put up a special place on their State Department website to criticize John Perkins and demonize him and marginalize him. But of course, it just sold more copies of his book, sold millions of copies throughout the world. We have the book. We have, of course, a 4-tape set of my interviews with him called Economic Hitman. And John Perkins worked for the NSA. He worked in private corporations going around the world, getting countries head over heels in debt so that we could continue to exploit them. And that's why half the world lives on $2 a day. A billion people live on $1 a day. And, of course, they're all being oppressed because of the policies of what we call the invisible government or the Brotherhood of Darkness. Well, these people have been around for a long time, and you can trace them back to the time of the Boer War. When, of course, Cecil Rhodes' secret society already controlled the government of the Cape Province and controlled British Parliament. Cecil Rhodes had a lot of money. He got it because Lord Rothschild lent him money, and he bought up the diamond and gold mines of South Africa. And then he used that money to bribe politicians, and he wanted a war. He wanted a war as the first step to consolidating the world, because that's what it was all about, bringing about a one-world government. Now, you have to understand that Cecil Rhodes was probably homosexual. He came from the occult. He was a member of the Masons. He had sworn their oaths at head. So many of the people who joined with him in this effort to unite the world. And that has always been the goal of the secret societies going back thousands of years. And if you read the book, we have The Secret Destiny of the United States by Manly P. Hall. Why we carry this book in our special research part, he will tell you that these secret societies have been around for 3,000 years. You can know about that because you see their emblem. That's the pyramid cap by the all-seeing eye. So what's that emblem doing on the back of the dollar bill? Why, it's the emblem of the mystery religions. And when they refer to "In God We Trust" above it, they're talking about the other God. Because, of course, these people do not worship the God of the Bible. And we're involved in a spiritual battle, and it's demonstrated in the back of the dollar bill. And they lie about the cause of it, but you need to read what the Satanists say. And Manly P. Hall was a 33rd degree Mason. He was a Satanist. He was one of the world's leading experts on this whole world occult movement. And through his Philosophical Research Society that's in Southern California and Los Angeles, they've got all sorts of material there. You want to know more? It's covered in some videos we carry. One of them is called The Eye of the Phoenix, and another one's called The Secret Mystery the Secret Architecture of Our Nation's Capital, Riddles in Stone. Riddles in Stone and The Eye of the Phoenix are both available in DVD form by calling 1-800-544-8927. You'll learn about a lot more about Manly P. Hall, but you must understand that Cecil Rhodes created the Boer War because he wanted to expand the British Empire, and out of the war would come eventually a one-world government, and then they would have peace. That's what it was all about. They were going to wage wars so they could bring about peace. And they did get the Boer War going, and it was clever how they did it, because they planted one of their people as prime minister, foreign minister of the Afrikaner Republic that they wanted to go to war with. How did he get there? Well, he said all the things that the Afrikaners felt about the British. and it was all a clever scam. But with the help, I suspect, of other agents within the Afrikaner government, Jan Smuts, who was a graduate of Cambridge, who was part of Cecil Rhodes' secret society, Jan Smuts became the prime minister of the Boer Republic and wrote the ultimatum that led to the war. In other words, they controlled both sides. And, of course, the English people didn't want a war. The Boers didn't want a war. The Afrikaners didn't want a war. But this secret society wanted a war, and they got one. So, basically, this is the background of what happened. And, of course, there were 100,000 British casualties. Everybody thought it would be a very easy war. Oh, but certainly they called it Milner's Tea Time War. Our boys will be home by Christmas. That was the slogan in England. Our boys will be home by Christmas. They just didn't say, what Christmas? And, of course, the war was fought for 3 horrible, bloody years. And, of course, eventually, why are the British won? They had so many soldiers and ammunition. The Boers had lost 7,000 men. The English had 100,000 casualties. But what really broke the back of the Boers was they killed their women and children. They killed them. They slaughtered them. They put them in concentration camps. They got typhus. They refused to do anything about it. They killed them. And where was the outcry? Well, the outcry at least came from the British people. They were incensed. Not unlike the American people today. When we kill civilians in Afghanistan and Iraq, nobody cares. But you should care, ladies and gentlemen. Because men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. And when you don't speak out, you become part of the problem. And one day you're going to have to answer, maybe not for what you've done, but for what you haven't done. Our number is 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. The secret society, which incidentally, many years later, created the Council on Foreign Relations in the United States, which has its headquarters at 58 East 68th Street in New York City. And I've been there a number of times going through their records and secret records and suppressed records. And I can tell you a great deal about them. And they are a subversive organization dedicated to the destruction of the sovereignty of our nation. They have taken over the political government of our country, and now they're in the process of taking over the political government of the world. But do you care? As long as we have plenty to eat and football and all the other great things, well, ladies and gentlemen, these things are coming to end. Maybe we'll have football right at the very end. Well, we're moving into a period of chaos and crisis in America. The incidence of violence is increasing. We wonder why there's so much crime, so much molestation, so many sexual crimes. Why would you be curious why this is happening when you take God and prayer and the Bible and the Ten Commandments out of our schools and the churches don't even speak out against it? Why should we be surprised when we see the breakdown of our society? And that is exactly what these evil people want, because the force behind Cecil Rhodes and Lord Milner and the people that backed him in his effort to unite the world, this was an occult force. And the occult forces were working in Russia during the time of the First World War with Rasputin directing the Russian throne. They were working in the United States to lead up to the First World War. Of course, Colonel House, who was deeply involved in the occult, was a disciple of Nicholas Roark, who actually was the mentor for Mandy P. Hall. And then the other countries throughout the world were under occult influence. The Masons, of course, were working in Europe. They wanted a war. Cecil Rhodes Group wanted a war. And after they got through with the First World War, they got through with the Boer War, they began planning the First World War. And it was a terrible and bloody war. And the Germans tried to stop it in 1915, they offered peace proposals, but the English weren't going to do that. Why? Because the secret society wanted the horror and the bloodshed, because they felt that out of the carnage would come a demand for world government. The First World War, the slogan was the war to end all wars, the war to make the world safer democracy. They thought it would lead to the League of Nations and a world government. If you're out there, give us a call. 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. We don't have our guest. It's up to you. This is open lines. You can talk about whatever you want to. Are you concerned? Because, ladies and gentlemen, they're going to take us to war with the Muslim world, and they're going to be terrible repercussions.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value, plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
For world-class auto detailing, use what the pros use worldwide. Sparkle Auto. At SparkleAuto.com, the products and services we deliver are as good as it gets. And the knowledge behind them, even better. We always give you our absolute best, like our large 5-foot square chamois. It's Sparkle Auto's hottest selling item, voted by our customers as the most valuable chamois. This imported chamois is made of the highest quality microfiber artificial leather, so no scratching ever. It always remains soft, gentle, and pliable, no matter how much water it's soaks up. The Sparkle Auto chamois will not shrink or grow stiff with age or dryness. See it and buy it now for only $19.95 plus shipping at SparkleAuto.com. That's SparkleAuto.com or call toll-free 866-372-9559. Experience the best customer service and our 110% price guarantee at SparkleAuto.com. Call 866-372-9559 today for good value on top of the line auto detailing products from SparkleAuto.com.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
It's good stuff.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Genesis.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Basically, of course, we're talking about the First World War. Now, it's open lines. The telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. But the English people didn't want to fight a war. The Germans and the Austrians and the Russian people did. didn't want to fight a war, but they, this small group, there were only a handful of them, they wanted a war. Do you, how many Americans do you think really wanted to invade Iraq back in 2003 and destroy that country? I mean, we did destroy the country intentionally. We suddenly they sent over this gentleman over there, and what did he do? He was sent over by George Bush after we had the country. It was an organized country. It was a first world country. We destroyed their police force and their military and their civil service. We fired their teachers. We closed their factories. We laid off the people who made the electricity work. We made off the people who made the sewage work and the water work. And today, all these years later, the country is a basket case. I mean, you only have electricity a couple of hours a day in the major cities. And we did it intentionally. And I think they're just planning on how they're going to do that here. Believe me, ladies and gentlemen, it was the American State Department that destroyed Iraq. They weren't destroyed by the war. They were destroyed by your government, the same government that destroyed the government in Rhodesia, the same government that's destroying nations throughout the world. And you are responsible if you're not involved. Well, we've got a caller from New York. Go right ahead. Who's calling?
Ken from New York, Stan. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Do you have a question or comment?
Well, you closed the monologue asking, I think rhetorically, do they want us to start a war with the Muslim world?
No, I think they do want us
yes,
to start
that's
a war
what
with
I,
the Muslim
I meant,
world.
I think you were rhetorical. I think that is the intention of the neocons and Obama and Bush and this CFR. And it's pretty obvious that that's really what they want. They're doing it gradually, country by country. You just itemized what they did to Iraq, all under the guise of Hussein having WMD and being complicit in 9/11. And, you know, the British have had the Chilcot inquiry, and yet there's been no such inquiry by our Congress into the lies that, you know, led Mr. Bush to invade and occupy Iraq.
Well, of course, they don't want to end up like George Hanson being arrested. He was a congressman from Idaho. He was arrested and tortured for a number of years. They don't want to end up like Jim Trafficant did, put in prison on perjured testimony. They knew it was perjured testimony. He spent 7 years in prison, an innocent man. Most of the congressmen don't want to end up like that.
Well, that's really scary when you think about it, that people would be intimidated in our own Congress, our own elected representatives, into silence when they know or have a good deal of suspicion or evidence that criminal activity was committed by members in all of our government higher up. But back to the Muslim situation, calling here from New York City, Stan, and you know, there were two radio stations that have one Republican Fox News talk show host after another on. It's incredible. You know, it's like a baseball game where you have the cleanup hitter and then you have the number five hitter and the number six hitter. And that's what it seems to be on these two stations. And, you know, Limbaugh and Hannity and O'Reilly and Beck and Levin. And ever since the decision was made, and I'm not saying I agree with it or I disagree with it, to place the mosque at the site of the World Trade Center, it has been a nonstop jeremiad against this move, as if 9/11 happened again, just by placing a mosque there. Now, again, maybe it isn't sensitive, maybe it's not, but to listen to these guys and the callers who are calling in almost every day and just like in the grip of rage and terror about this mosque and this cultural center, this Islamic cultural center being built there, I mean, it's incredible if you would hear it.
You're absolutely right. You know, and certainly we've commented, this whole thing is a contrived issue. I mean, what they've done is shift our attention off, well, was the government involved in that building coming down? Obviously, Building 7 was a controlled demolition. If you look at the other buildings, why the tops of those buildings exploded before they came down? Why would the tops of the building exploded before those twin towers came down? I believe that the murderers of those 3,000 Americans are loose and they're working somewhere within this society today. But we've shifted attention away from that and focused attention on the Muslims as if all Muslims were somehow responsible for what happened that day. I don't think the Muslims were at all responsible. If you go know anything about Muhammad Atta, he had received part of his flight training at a naval air base.
Well, it's really just again to hear this drumbeat on these two stations, and they're major stations, 50,000 watts, and they can be heard at nighttime for a long distance. And it's just, you know, one caller after another. oh, I can't believe that they would do this, put this monster. And the Republican gubernatorial candidate in New York State, Rick Lazio, who ran against Hillary Clinton in 2000 and was an absolutely awful candidate, he's been heard on some of these stations, and he is, again, chiming in. I mean, it's just blatant Muslim bashing. And again, I'm no fan of Islam. We're the Christian faith. We want to, like you say, preserve Christian civilization and morality in this country as much as we can. But to hear this, I mean, over a mosque, an Islamic center that's being built around the site of 9/11, and to hear the hysteria and the anger, and like you said, maybe it is a diversion by these people at Fox News and stuff, and I'm sure they're talking about it there too a lot and condemning it. Maybe they don't want us to think about all the other things that are going on, especially 9/11, and that's a good point that I really didn't think about before. So,
but they basically, they manipulate our minds. Yeah. And, you know, you get so emotionally involved with
right.
talk radio. But they're never going to tell you about the Council on Foreign Relations. They're not going to tell you about the Bilderbergers. They're not going to tell you about the Trilateral Commission or what Barry Goldwater said on page 280 of his book, with no apologies, that their goal was to take over the political government of the United States. Incidentally, we have used copies of the book because we want people to actually to have it and to read what he actually says about how they wanted to take over our whole government of the entire world.
Right.
They've actually done it. But they're never going to mention that. You don't think that Sean Hannity or certainly any of the people, Rush Limbaugh, would actually bring this out. They would be off the air tomorrow. If you told the truth on one of these major radio stations, you wouldn't be there. We have to pay to be on radio stations across the country. We have to pay for shortwave. We have to pay for their internet. But we do what we do because we're trying to wake people up. And I'm at least glad that you're aware how they're manipulating the public. But the average individual isn't. He wants to pick up sides and understand that they want you to choose up sides. You're either in favor of freedom and religious freedom, and we want to prove to the Muslims how generous we are, and we're not like them, and we allow a religious diversity in America. Or you're incensed because, of course, this is an insult to all the people who died that day, and we missed the entire issue. But I think you're absolutely right. And I'm glad you agree. They are trying to incite a war with the Muslim
right.
world, and the American people better realize that. And the same people who got us into all of these past wars, going back to the Boer War and the First World War and the Russian Revolution and the Second World War and the Chinese Revolution and the Korean War and the Vietnam War and Gulf War I and Gulf War II, they're preparing for this next
right.
terrible war. Only I fear this is going to be a nuclear war.
And I'll just leave you with this. The New York Times reported, I believe last week, that there's a shadow war being waged by the CIA and our government, and it's being conducted right now in about 12 different countries.
That's right, and it's also being waged against the American people. Believe me, every one of the conservative leaders in this country has a handler there. They may not know it, but they've assigned someone to watch them and report on them and influence them. Hey, thanks so much for calling. God bless.
Work from home. Yeah, right.
Yes, the typical make money from home scam has become a cynical laugh in this country. But for only $5 a month, this home-based business is anything but typical. Finally, a business we can all afford. AtHomeRevolution.com. But you're thinking,
how much can it be worth for only $5? And how much can you earn with that little investment?
Here's the truth. 94% of all who joined AtHomeRevolution.com have stayed. 94%. With AtHomeRevolution.com, there's no stress, no talking to anyone,
unless you want to,
and no long-term contracts or commitments. Request free information at AtHomeRevolution.com. It's honest, easy, and true. AtHomeRevolution.com, the best home-based business in existence today for only $5 per month. Then a one-time $10 investment for advertising. One time. That's it. AtHomeRevolution.com. That's ATHomeRevolution.com. Say yes to residual income with AtHomeRevolution.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio.
You guys are awesome.
I love this station. I really do.
GCN.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, it's open lines. Our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. But right now, we've got David calling from New Jersey. Hi, David. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. As I watch the barrage of news segments on radio and TV about the bedbug invasion, I'm reminded of comments you have made about DDT and how the original scientific studies blaming the thinning of eggshells and decline of wild bird populations on DDT were flawed because they weren't feeding enough calcium to the test birds.
They took all of the calcium out of their diet. Wouldn't you expect the eggs to be shoved?
Sure. But the thing is, bed bugs were almost completely wiped out 50 years ago by the use of DDT. And I would like to write to my congressmen and senators, whatever, to petition the EPA to license pest control people to use DDT against bed bugs before this becomes a total mess out there. But I would need the actual scientific references. What journals, researchers, publications refuted the original studies.
All right, fine.
Where can I find it? Do you sell tapes or?
No, well, basically what I have is the article of the talk that was given by Dr. G. Gordon Edwards on this subject. And basically you'll find that published by the American Journal of Physicians and Surgeons, and I don't have the exact time, but if you look at the American Journal of Physicians and Surgeons on the Internet, and then simply the article by G. Gordon Edwards, and he put all the references in that. Actually, I have his article where he actually gave you all the references for all of these various things that I have said, and basically, of course, you can go up on the website, my website, or even go to the web as a whole, and look up the population control agenda, the population control agenda, population control agenda monograph. Put in my name or just put it up. You can actually pull that down. There's a section there on DDT. And then you can go to the end of that, and I give you some of the references to Alexander King of the Club of Rome, who said, well, we've got to outlaw DDT, not because it doesn't work, because it's saving so many lives. People aren't dying in Guyana like they used to. That's why we've got to outlaw DDT. So they really wanted to kill people. That's what they wanted, malaria to kill people. That's why they outlawed DDT. It is the safest of all the pesticides and insecticides we've ever had. If you can't track those things down, call me off the air, and I'm sure we can track the article.
Dr. Stan?
Dr. Edwards down.
Dr. Stan, I also heard that back when the smallpox and polio were widespread, that it was not really very communicable between patients and doctors, except where there were bedbug infestations. And, you know, as a conspiracy theory, could it be that these insecticide-resistant bedbugs are being deliberately released in hopes of justifying a mass smallpox vaccination program, the same smallpox vaccination program that fell apart shortly after 9/11 when so many of the first responders had serious neurological problems like Guillain-Barré syndrome and several hundred deaths when they first started this program. I think they're going to use this bedbug invasion as the lever to go ahead and justify this massive vaccination program in the near future.
Well, I have never heard myself that bedbugs transmitted smallpox. It's a very, very communicable disease, and certainly we know that it spread throughout Europe many times. But I've never heard that bedbugs spread it. Certainly it spread, certainly by person-to-person contact. But anyway, it's an interesting concept. I'm not sure that it's accurate. Okay, anything else?
Great. You give me some leads. G. Gordon Edwards, American Journal of Physicians and Surgeons, and your works on population agenda. I'll take it from there.
All right, fine. If you have problems, let me know, and let's go to Carl, who's calling from New Jersey again. Our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Hi, Carl. How are you doing?
Good, Dr. Stan. Delighted to talk to you. You know, you spoke often about the Brotherhood of Darkness, and their goal is to spread disorder, bring chaos to America and the world. And people have to ask themselves, why? Why is God allowing this to happen to America? And the reason is, which we spoke about before, is that people, the silent majority, have let those people in government take God, prayer, and the Bible, and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. Why? Where was the silent majority? They were silent. They allowed all these things to happen. All the terrible things that are occurring now are the result of a punishment from God. God is allowing all this to happen as a punishment for us. Because you have said before, as a nation, we have turned our back on God. So, you know, people have to understand they are themselves the reason for all this happening. We have allowed this to happen. We have been asleep. We've slumbered, but Satan never sleeps. And, you know, until people wake up and return to the true God, to the basic Christian values that our society was founded on, turn off the television. They're constantly bombarded with obscene images that corrupt the purity of the heart and the mind of everyone, especially the very young. Turn off the computer. Stop this pornography. You know, one out of, like, every ten Americans is addicted to pornography on the Internet. You know, if people do not change their lives, the suffering will just intensify in every possible way. And you can see that happening. It's all taking place. Now, you're aware of what's happening, but all this is the result of the fact that not only nation, but individuals have turned their back on God. And there will never be any peace. There will never be any harmony or order until people return to God. So, you know, that's basically it. People have to wake up, to turn to God, to return to prayer. You know, start learning God's ways. We have the scriptures, the Bible. You know, throw away the garb, throw away the newspapers, read the sacred, start prayer. You know, Years ago, it was said the family that prays together stays together. People have no time to pray, but they have time to spend 3 or 4 hours every night in front of the television. No, when will people learn?
Well, I don't know, Carl. Oh, I agree with everything you've said. You've said it very, very well. And God does bring judgment on nations. You know, I was just thinking the other day, we have these gay pride parades. We have them in San Francisco. We have them in Oakland. We have them in my town. And all these nice-looking young men with, you know, they're obviously been recruited into the gay movement, probably a lot of it in their schools, you know, because we teach in the schools. Homosexuality is completely normal. We're introducing these people to this terrible death style. But, you know, certainly if you think about Sodom and Gomorrah, there must have been a lot of heterosexuals there because, of course, the society would have died out if there weren't any heterosexuals there. And yet God allowed Sodom and Gomorrah, and there were actually three other towns along the west bank of the Dead Sea at that time. They were all destroyed by fire and brimstone. And basically, we're going to be interviewing again next week or week after that Jonathan Gray, who actually went to Sodom and went to Gomorrah, and you can still find the sulfur balls there. They don't take tourists. They don't want people to know that these biblical stories are really true, that there really was hellfire and brimstone. The cities are still there, their ashes, but you can see the walls of the buildings, the walls of the stone buildings, they're just burnt to a crisp. They're nothing but ash. And basically, this is what befalls any nation that turns their back on God, and I really tremble when I think that God is just, and one of these days we're going to see that judgment right here, just as you say. Anything else you'd like to say before we let you go?
No, Doug, I'll call you again when I'll talk to you again, but I really am so grateful for what you do, your program, and all the information that I've learned from you, and I thank you very much. God bless you.
Thank you so much, and again, our number is 1-800-259-5791. And we've got Brad from Texas. We'll get to Brad as soon as we get back. And if you have anybody else out there, why, give us a call. That's 1-800-259-5791 right here at the Genesis Network. But ladies and gentlemen, we're in real trouble. And I think that Carl, who just called, was right. Oh, we are in trouble because God's withdrawn his blessing from this nation.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods, factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I'm told that it has everything.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. We've got Brad calling from Texas. Hi, Brad. How are you doing?
Doing great, Dr. Stan. Great to talk to you.
I was just wanting
to expand a little on what Carl, your former caller, was saying. It seems like TV is a big problem, and a lot of these imagery they're feeding our children and people in general. And on top of that, it's a static environment. A lot of children in their formative years, when their brains are plastic or malleable, are being taught that their behavior, their morality, their ethics really don't change their environment much. I mean, they come home, they see the program, they still have the funny guy on the show they're watching, or they play the video game. It doesn't change. In the 40s and 50s, when children were being raised, their environment changed. When they acted badly or, you know, misbehaved, their peers wouldn't talk to them, or they would treat them differently, wouldn't tell them the funny stories. They had a feedback mechanism. We don't have that today like we used to. So you have a lot of children. I think we're actually creating sociopaths.
And I think another thing, Brad, is parents are not allowed to punish their children. You know, the old adage, spare the rod and spoil the child. But if you were to paddle your child or use a switch on them, why, they'd probably send you to jail. They're doing everything they can to destroy the moral fabric of our society, to destroy our families, to destroy our children. They're poisoning us on every turn, and the average individual doesn't know. But go right ahead.
Oh, yeah. Dr. Spock admitted later in life he was on the payroll of the communists.
Sure.
So he wrote that book to defeat the family. Quiet Weapons for Silent Wars, they talk about how they're going to target the family.
Yeah, but don't forget that the communist movement, from its very inception, was financed directly and indirectly from the United States. And many of the communist organizations here were actually financed by our own government. This is what's so incredible of great tax-exempt foundations. When there was a woman who was a very high member of the Communist Party, and we tell this story in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. And basically, when the Second World War came along, she asked one of the communists, what's going to happen if we lose contact with you? He said, oh, don't worry. You just go over to the Waldorf Astoria and talk to one of these three men. They were the three of the richest men in America, lived at the Waldorf Astoria, and they were the contacts for the Communist Party in Russia. Nothing as it appears to be, unfortunately, Brad. That's the problem we have today. But anyway, one more point. We got two more callers.
Okay. They also financed... The communists were financing television, a lot of the media back then, and this whole program of changing television, you could see how it happened. My three sons, the father was in charge. Leave it to Beaver, the father was in charge. Ward said it. It was fact. And then after that, it went to All in the Family and these other programs where they laughed at the patron of the family. And they made fun of him. He was no longer the king. And the family degraded from then. And they taught the people that it was normal to treat your father that way. And then it got even worse with Tool Time. You have Tim Allen where everybody makes fun of him, laughs at him. But his wife, if any, he says anything about his wife that's a little negative, then he gets to Wilson, his neighbor, gives him hell, and everybody's all upset. So they really condition the people to believe
it. You're absolutely right, Brad. Hey, we've got to let you go because we've got Kent calling us from West Virginia. Hi, Kent, do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, Dr. Shane, you were talking about stirring up the anti-Islamic sentiment in this country. I listened to Radio Australia in the morning, and apparently there's been some anti-Christian agitation going on in Indonesia for maybe a month or so, and I guess maybe recently there have been some protests, protesting against that. And anyway, they interviewed several Indonesian Christians, and long and short of it was they didn't blame. They said there were several large Indonesian Muslim organizations, and they said they didn't think they had anything to do with it because they were moderate, and reasonable sort of people. And they, just like in this country, they blamed the government. They said they thought the government was stirring it all up. So, it's seems to be a pattern all around the world, Everybody's marching to the same program. Hello?
All right, we carry a book called The Devil's Game by Robert Dreyfus that goes into how the CIA and MI6 financed this whole Islamic movement. We're financing it still today. Go up on my website, see my interviews with Paul Williams, Dr. Paul Williams. You go to his website on the Internet, and he will tell you that the CIA is financing a man named Gulen, who is the man who actually worked in Turkey to turn Turkey from a secular society into a radical Islamic society. So that it would break its treaties with Israel and align itself with Iran, which has done in this last couple of months. Why would the CIA do that? Why? We are reestablishing the Ottoman Empire, the best enemy money could buy. That's the book, See No Evil by Robert Dreyfus, must reading for anybody who wants to know what's going on. One more point before I let you go, because we have one more caller.
Yeah, and I hope you got that tape. Fidel's still talking about the Bilderbergers every evening, so I thought you might like to know about that.
All right, very good. Appreciate that. Let's go to Patrick, who's calling from Virginia. Hi, Patrick.
Yes, good afternoon, Dr. Stad. It's always a pleasure to talk with you. I want to start this out real quickly on a lighter note. I was raised in the 60s. I'm 60 years old, and I can remember back when I watched Star Trek. Do you remember where the captain on board, I can't think of his name, always referred back to the United Federation that sponsored his space vehicle?
No, I really didn't. I didn't watch Star Trek. I had by that time I was in college and didn't have time, but go ahead.
Yes. Well, I'm just kind of harking back on your idea of the one-world government, when even back then that was hinted at. I just thought I'd bring that up. Now, the more serious thing I want to bring up, sir, was I haven't heard anything on the popular media, but has anything ever been said to the effect that quite probably all this food contamination, especially with the eggs, could be a form of terrorism?
It could be, or it could be all just a scam or something to keep idle minds busy. I don't know why it's happening, but I do know that basically they are poisoning us with aspartame, they're poisonous with bisphenol, they're poisonous with phthalates, they're poisonous with fluoride, they're poisonous with mercury, and they're spraying us with aluminum and barium, and now they're worried about there may be a little salmonella in some of the eggs, which if you cook them well, you don't have anything to worry about. I think it's a great diversion myself. Anyway, God bless, and I can let you go because we've got a good end up the program. Hey, thanks so much. Anyway, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America that we have to pay for radio time. We have to pay for shortwave and for Internet. And although Genesis does put us on, why, of course, we could certainly use your help, not only for to help of what we do here on Genesis, but to help us as we finance the 60 radio outlets we have across America. So if you're in a position to help us, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. And if you're not in a position to help, then I ask you to pray for America, but to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our fire protection. Well, Cindy, I want to mention some of the great things we have. We do have the used copies of Barry Goldwater's book, With No Apologies. You need to have it. You need to read it. We have Professor Quigley's book. He talks about the secret society and the Anglo-American establishment. He talks about the secret society. We have Professor Quigley's book, Cindy, Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler. We go into the background of how they financed Adolf Hitler. It was General Motors and Ford and IBM and AT&T and Exxon, and they were all building up 100 American corporations, most tied into the CFR, actively building up the German war machine, just as we are building up the war machine in Russia and in China today. It's like deja vu all over again. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you need to get the information. Those books are available by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Or I suggest go to my website, look up my interviews with Paul Williams. They should still be posted. And he talks about how the CIA financed this whole overthrow of the secular Turkish government so we could introduce radical Islam. You need to get the book entitled The Devil's Game. You need to get the book See No Evil by Robert Baer, who is a CIA agent. In Iraq, he tells about how the Iraqi military kept trying to overthrow Saddam Hussein, and we wouldn't let them. This was in the 1990s. Why wouldn't we let them? Because we wanted an excuse to go to war. And when you understand that, so much of this makes sense. You need to get my talk, Iraq, the Untold Story, and you need to get the syllabus that goes with that. You get it at a special rate if you get the two of them together. But then you begin to get some idea that all of the wars that have happened in the past have been contrived. And, of course, this coming war with the Muslim world is going to be contrived. It doesn't matter the American people don't want to go to war with the Muslim world. It doesn't matter that the Muslim people don't want to go to war with the West. How many people do you think want to see a massive slaughter with millions of people killed? They killed 21 million in the First World War, and over another 40 million who were injured. They killed 60 million in the Second World War, and another 100 million or more killed. And then, of course, the Chinese Revolution, which we brought about. I mean, we brought the communists to power in China. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. And you'll read there how we brought the communists to power in China. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. Listen to our programs and pray for Radio Liberty.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.